Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Last week, we covered multifamily fundamentals, why multifamily, property types, unit mix, property classes, and market fundamentals. This week, we're diving into multifamily underwriting and financial analysis. Today, we're starting with multifamily income analysis, rent rolls, concessions, and other income. At CREI Partners, we've learned that accurate income analysis is the foundation of underwriting. If you overestimate income, you overpay for the property. If you underestimate expenses or miss hidden problems in the rent roll, your returns evaporate. Income analysis is not just about looking at the trailing 12-month financials and accepting them at face value. It's about understanding what income is real, what income is sustainable, and what income can be improved. Today, I'm going to share what we've learned about analyzing multifamily income through experience and pattern recognition. Understanding the rent roll, the most important document. The rent roll is the most important document in multifamily underwriting. It provides one of the clearest snapshots of property performance and tenant quality. A rent roll typically includes the following information for each unit: unit number, unit type, studio, 1BR, 2BR, 3BR, square footage, tenant name, lease start date, lease end date, current rent, market rent, security deposit, move-in date, lease term, and rent status, current, delinquent, or vacant. The rent roll shows you the property's income. But here's what many investors miss. The rent roll also reveals the property's operational problems. High vacancy in certain unit types? That's a rent roll problem. Persistent delinquencies? That's a rent roll problem. Short lease terms across the board? That's a rent roll problem. Below market rents? That's an opportunity, or a red flag if the market doesn't support higher rents. At CREI Partners, we spend significant time analyzing the rent roll during due diligence. We're not just looking at total income, we're looking for patterns, problems, and opportunities. Analyzing current rent versus market rent. One of the first things you need to analyze is current rent versus market rent for each unit. Current rent is what the tenant is currently paying. Market rent is what the unit could rent for today if it were vacant and available. The difference between current rent and market rent is called loss to lease. We'll cover loss to lease in detail on Thursday, but for now, understand that loss to lease represents immediate upside, income you can capture by raising rents to market as leases expire. But here's the critical question. Is the market rent accurate? Many sellers provide a rent roll with inflated market rents to make the property look more attractive. They'll show current rent of $900 and market rent of $1,100, suggesting $200 per month in upside. But when you actually analyze market comps, you find that market rent is only $1,000. Not $1,100. Small rent overstatements like this, when multiplied across the entire property, can materially impact value and distort your return projections. You must verify market rents independently. Don't trust the seller's market rent assumptions. Do your own rent comp analysis. We'll cover how to do rent comps on Wednesday. At CREI Partners, we always verify market rents independently using our own comp analysis. We don't trust the seller's numbers. we verify everything. Analyzing lease expiration schedule. The lease expiration schedule tells you when leases expire and how many leases expire each month. Ideally, you want lease expirations spread evenly throughout the year. This creates consistent turnover and allows you to raise rents gradually as leases expire. But here's what you don't want. Lease expirations heavily concentrated in 1 or 2 months. If 40% of your leases expire in June and July, you're going to have massive turnover, high vacancy, and significant make-ready costs all at once. This creates operational stress and cash flow volatility. That said, some concentration is normal due to seasonality in certain leasing markets. Spring and summer are naturally stronger leasing seasons in many areas. The key is distinguishing between natural seasonality and problematic concentration that suggests poor lease management. Also, look for short-term leases or month-to-month leases. A high percentage of month-to-month leases is a red flag. It suggests tenant instability, poor management, or a property in transition. At CREI Partners, we analyze the lease expiration schedule carefully. If we see concentrated expirations or a high percentage of month-to-month leases, we dig deeper to understand why. Analyzing rent delinquencies and collections. The rent roll should show which tenants are current on rent and which are delinquent. Delinquency rate is the percentage of tenants who are behind on rent. A healthy property typically has delinquency in the low single digits. Delinquency rates vary by market and property class. Class C properties naturally run higher than Class A, but persistent delinquency above mid-single digits warrants deeper investigation. High delinquency suggests poor tenant screening, poor collections processes, or economic distress in the tenant base. You also need to understand the seller's collections policy. Are they aggressive about collections? Do they file evictions quickly? Or are they lenient and allow tenants to fall months behind? If the seller has been lenient, you may inherit a property with significant delinquencies that you'll need to address immediately. This creates short-term cash flow pressure and potential eviction costs. At CREI Partners, we analyze delinquencies carefully. We want to understand the collections history and the seller's policies. If delinquencies are elevated, we factor in higher bad debt expense and potential eviction costs in our underwriting. Understanding concessions, hidden income reduction. Concessions are rent discounts or incentives offered to attract tenants. Common concessions include 1 month free rent, 2 months free rent, reduced security deposits, waived application fees, and free parking or amenity access. Concessions reduce effective rent even though the lease shows a higher rent amount. For example, a tenant signs a 12-month lease at $1,000 per month with 1 month free. The lease shows $1,000 per month rent, but the effective rent is only $917 per month, $11,000 total rent divided by 12 months. Here's the problem. The rent roll may show $1,000 per month, but the property is only collecting $917 per month. If you underwrite based on the stated rent instead of the effective rent, you're overestimating income. Concessions are common in oversupplied markets or during lease-up, but persistent concessions are a red flag. They suggest weak demand, overpriced rents, or poor property condition. You need to ask the seller, what concessions have been offered over the past 12 months? Are concessions still being offered? What percentage of leases include concessions? If concessions are widespread, you need to adjust your income projections downward to reflect effective rent, not stated rent. At CREI Partners, we always ask about concessions during due diligence. If concessions are being offered, we underwrite to effective rent, not stated rent. We don't assume we can eliminate concessions immediately, especially if the market is soft. Analyzing other income, verify everything. Other income includes all non-rent income sources such as parking fees, pet fees, utility bill backs, laundry income, application fees, late fees, storage fees, and amenity fees. Other income can represent a meaningful portion of total revenue, enough to materially impact NOI and property value. But here's what many investors miss. Other income is often overstated or unsustainable. Sellers may include one-time fees, like lease break fees or non-recurring income, in their trailing 12-month financials. They may overstate laundry income or parking income. They may include income from sources that are not sustainable or that you won't be able to replicate. You need to analyze each line item of other income and ask, is this income recurring? Is this income sustainable? Can I replicate this income? Common other income sources and how to analyze them. Let me walk through the most common other income sources and how to analyze them. Parking fees, pet fees, and storage fees are generally recurring and sustainable. Verify occupancy rates and fee structures, but these income streams are typically reliable. Utility billbacks can offset rising utility costs if the property is master metered. Verify the billback structure and the percentage of units that are separately metered. Application fees and administrative fees are recurring but less stable than rent. They fluctuate with turnover. Don't overweight them in your projections. Late fees vary significantly based on collections policies and tenant quality. Don't assume you'll collect the same late fees as the seller. Lease break fees are one-time, non-recurring income. Exclude them from your underwriting or underwrite them very conservatively. Laundry income is sustainable but may decline if machines are old or if tenants prefer in-unit laundry. Verify the number of machines, usage rates, and revenue per machine. The key is to verify everything and underwrite conservatively. Don't assume you can replicate the seller's other income without understanding the sources and sustainability. At CREI Partners, we verify every line item of other income. We don't just accept the seller's financials at face value. We ask for documentation. We verify the income sources. And we underwrite conservatively, excluding one-time or non-recurring income. Analyzing trailing 12-month income, what's real and what's not. The seller will provide trailing 12-month T12 financials, showing total income over the past year. But here's what you need to understand. The T12 is a snapshot of the past, not a projection of the future. The T12 may include one-time income, non-recurring income, or income from sources that are no longer available. It may also reflect market conditions that have changed. You need to analyze the T12 and adjust it to reflect sustainable, recurring income. Ask yourself, is this income recurring? Is this income sustainable? Can I replicate this income? Has the market changed since this income was generated? For example, if the T12 shows $1.2 million in rental income, but the market has softened and rents have declined 5%, you need to adjust your income projections downward. If the T12 includes $50,000 in lease break fees, exclude that from your projections. It's not recurring. If the T12 includes income from a commercial tenant who has since vacated, exclude that income. At CREI Partners, we don't just accept the T12 at face value. We adjust it to reflect sustainable, recurring income based on current market conditions. Underwriting income conservatively. Build in buffers. Here's the key principle. Underwrite income conservatively. Build in buffers. Don't underwrite to best case income. Don't assume you can immediately raise all rents to market. Don't assume you can eliminate all concessions. Don't assume you can replicate all of the seller's other income. Instead, underwrite to realistic, achievable income with buffers for vacancy, concessions, and bad debt. At CREI Partners, we underwrite income conservatively. We assume higher vacancy than the market average. We assume we'll need to offer some concessions during lease-up or in soft markets. We assume some bad debt expense, and we exclude non-recurring other income. This conservative approach protects us when things don't go as planned, and in real estate, things rarely go exactly as planned. Red flags in income analysis. Let me share some red flags to watch for during income analysis. First, inflated market rents. If the seller's market rents are significantly higher than your independent comp analysis, that's a red flag. The seller may be inflating market rents to justify a higher price. Second, widespread concessions. If the property is offering significant concessions, 1 month free, 2 months free, that suggests weak demand or overpriced rents. Third, elevated delinquency rates. Persistent delinquency above mid-single digits suggests poor tenant screening, poor collections, or economic distress. Fourth, concentrated lease expirations beyond normal seasonality. If a large percentage of leases expire in 1 or 2 months without a seasonal explanation, that creates operational stress and cash flow volatility. Fifth, high percentage of month-to-month leases. This suggests tenant instability or poor management. Sixth, significant one-time or non-recurring other income. If other income includes large amounts of lease break fees, legal settlements, or other one-time items, that income is not sustainable. Seventh, declining occupancy trends. If occupancy has been declining over the past 6 to 12 months, that's a red flag. It suggests weak demand, poor management, or market softness. At CREI Partners, multiple operational and market red flags together signal elevated execution risk. One red flag might be manageable. Multiple red flags suggest a problem property or a problem market. CREI Partners' approach to income analysis. At CREI Partners, our approach to income analysis is disciplined and conservative. We verify everything. We don't trust the seller's numbers. We do our own rent comp analysis. We verify other income sources. We analyze the rent roll in detail. We underwrite conservatively. We build in buffers for vacancy, concessions, and bad debt. We exclude non-recurring income. We adjust for current market conditions. We look for patterns and problems. We analyze lease expirations, delinquencies, and unit mix. We look for red flags that suggest operational or market problems. And we're disciplined. If the numbers don't work with conservative underwriting, we walk away. We don't stretch our assumptions to make a deal work. Income analysis is the foundation of underwriting. If you get income wrong, everything else is wrong. Key takeaways. Let me close with this. Income analysis is about understanding what income is real, what income is sustainable, and what income can be improved. The rent roll provides one of the clearest snapshots of property performance and tenant quality. It reveals both income and operational problems. Analyze current rent versus market rent, but verify market rents independently. Don't trust the seller's market rent assumptions. Analyze the lease expiration schedule. Look for concentrated expirations beyond normal seasonality or high percentages of month-to-month leases. Analyze delinquencies and collections. Persistent delinquency above mid-single digits warrants deeper investigation. Understand concessions. Concessions reduce effective rent, even though the lease shows a higher rent amount. Underwrite to effective rent, not stated rent. Analyze other income carefully. Verify every line item. Exclude one-time or non-recurring income. Adjust the trailing 12-month financials to reflect sustainable recurring income based on current market conditions. Underwrite income conservatively. Build in buffers for vacancy, concessions, and bad debt. Watch for red flags. Inflated market rents, widespread concessions, elevated delinquencies, concentrated lease expirations, month-to-month leases, non-recurring other income, and declining occupancy. At CREI Partners, we verify everything, underwrite conservatively, and recognize when multiple operational and market red flags together signal elevated execution risk. Income analysis is the foundation of underwriting. Get it right, and everything else follows. Tomorrow, we're talking about multifamily operating expenses, what to expect, and how to budget. We'll cover the major expense categories and how to analyze them during due diligence. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.